Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Yeah, I think they're all trying to make up for his flaws. It is very clear. None of us should have celebrated when he fell. That was a horrific thing to have to watch. But what bothers me the most, Steve, is China and Russia and Iran saw that. That's the part that bothers me the most, because when they see weakness like that, that's when they go and get more aggressive. And if they think it's going to be President Biden, a vote for President Biden is actually a vote for President Harris. We are running against Kamala Harris. Make no bones about it. The New York Times knows it. Every liberal knows it. They know that it's Kamala Harris that's going to end up being president of the United States if Joe Biden wins this election.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, I know you were glued to that Nikki Haley town hall on CNN last night, right?
Who? What?
I love it.
I'm sorry.
Are you there?
Am I supposed to be?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Tapping on the phone. Hello. Somebody there? Oh, my goodness. Look, I got to say that it's extraordinary that we do have a very rich bench of candidates. And, you know, my partisan feelings, my beliefs for President Donald J. Trump have always been expressed very clearly. But I think it's extraordinary that we have this incredible bench. I mean, think about it. We can demonstrate to the Democrats that there are options. We can demonstrate clearly to the left that we are a very diverse party, not just with race, but religion, ethnicity, national origin, you name it. We've got it here. And it's pretty extraordinary because this is a truly American Republican Party. From top to bottom, it is very versatile, gender, you name it, we have it. And I think that's wonderful. And all in all, they're all singing pretty much to a very similar tune. Less government, getting our border secure, less greater fiscal responsibility is key for Republicans, national security. I mean, the list of what our focus is endless, but at the same time, we're very similar in our efforts. Of course, I just believe that the one person who's proven that he can knock it out and do it is President Donald J. Trump. And my thoughts are that he should be back in that White House because his need to roll in D.C. And he knows it won't take 8 years, as DeSantis has fumbled around saying. He has said, I can get a lot of this done in 6 months. And you know what? I believe him.
That's what they're afraid of. I refer back to the Breitbart poll I talked about earlier. Trump leads the field by 28 points, but if you look at them head-to-head, he beats Ron DeSantis by 24 points in a head-to-head matchup. He beats Mike Pence by, 73 to 16.
452 points.
Yeah, 73 to 16%. Nikki Haley, 70% to 18%. And Chris Christie, 77 to 10%. So he leads
Chris Christie
by 67 points. I don't know. I mean, I know all that could change. And it's
10 Republicans. And oh, come on, Chris Christie, what are you doing? Like, his moment of glory has since passed a long time ago.
Yes.
Along with going to the gym. I'm sorry. You know, that just, he looks like a heart attack waiting to happen. Look, I'm sorry. That's probably cruel of me to say, but optics are important. And it is important that, particularly since we have a vegetable in chief right now, that we have people that appear like they're agile, quick on their feet, capable of sustaining long days and having a vibrant personality. But yeah, these poll numbers are just, everybody's getting crushed because people who get upset over Donald J. Trump's comments or how he speaks, first of all, let's be very clear. This man's been like this for 40, 50 years. It's nothing new. And don't act surprised when he goes after somebody who he knows has essentially backtracked on their support of him when he's the reason they have their name. A lot of people were upset. Close friends of mine were upset that he had gone after his former press secretary saying, oh, you know, but she's been passive aggressive and somewhat aggressive on supporting Ron DeSantis. Nobody would know who she is if it hadn't been for Donald J. Trump. And keep in mind, Dana Bash is what is that her name? The
Dana Bash, CNN?
Not Dana Bash. I'm sorry. Give me who
Dana
is the
Lash?
Secretary for? No. The press secretary for George Bush is on Fox News.
Oh, Dana Perino.
Dana Perino.
Yes.
There we go. Sorry. Oh, God. I called it Dana Bash. I'm totally. Dana Perino and Arlie Fleischer never speak ill of George Bush. They don't necessarily have to say anything to support George Bush, but they never, ever do passive aggressive or degrading remarks about George
Bush. That's a good point.
And let me tell you, I don't care if you supported, if you worked under Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and your name is from that legacy. You were made famous by that legacy. I think you need to be giving credit where credit is due. And I do understand that sense of betrayal by Donald J. Trump, because these folks, you know, to turn around and get wishy-washy on him where they would be nowhere, including Ron DeSantis. There are so many behind-the-scenes things that people are not aware of. Donald Trump is one of the biggest forces in Florida why they have the financial stability they have. His companies, his LLCs, his real estate. People have profited massively in their lifestyle, in their way of living in Florida due to Donald Trump before Ron DeSantis ever even got there. And folks know that. And when Ron DeSantis was bad-mouthing them to donors, that wasn't often on camera, it got back to Donald Trump. It's like, whoa. Because of me, you were created, and now you are turning around and acting like you can do me. You're going to be Trump 1.0. You're not Trump 2.0.
It's a blood sport.
So I understand that. But this is how he's run his life. His entire life. He works with those who work with him, and he does not betray those that have been supportive, and he does not badmouth people. And if he does, I mean, badmouth people that have supported him, he will take it straight to you. He's not going to do it behind your back. He's going to take it straight to you. And I wish people were more honorable these days instead of badmouthing behind your back. And you find out 6 months later, the reason you're being sued is because your friend Jimmy turned on you.
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Uncle.
Jesse Jane, I'm out of time as always. Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, take the hill. It's going to be a long week.
Yes, Judge. Indeed. All right. Jesse Jane Duff at jessejaneduff.com. You can follow her on Twitter as well, at Jesse Jane Duff. It is well worth the follow. Take my word for it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.